Voici la leçon 22 de Pimsleur, anglais-américain 1.
Listen to this conversation. Mr. Johnson
vient d'être présenté à Madame Jacquet.
Listen.
Pleased to meet you, Mrs. Jacquet. Is your husband here in New York, too?
Yes, he is, and the children are with us, too.
How many children do you have?
Three. We have three children, one boy and two girls.
Is that your boy over there?
Yes, that's our boy.
And where are your girls?
They're at the hotel with my husband.
Listen again.
Pleased to meet you, Mrs. Jacquet. Is your husband here in New York, too?
Yes, he is, and the children are with us, too.
How many children do you have?
Three. We have three children, one boy and two girls.
Is that your boy over there?
Yes, that's our boy.
And where are your girls?
They're at the hotel with my husband.
À partir de cette leçon-ci, les instructions vous seront données de plus en plus fréquemment en anglais, comme ceci.
Now say
bonjour
in English.
Maintenant dites bonjour en anglais.
Say
bonjour.
Hello.
Cette mesure vous aidera à comprendre sans avoir besoin de traduire du français en anglais. Ce sera peut-être un peu difficile au début. Si c'est nécessaire, vous pouvez refaire la leçon.
Say
enchanté.
Pleased to meet you.
Ask me.
Demandez-moi.
Ask me how I am. Ask me how I am.
How are you?
Ask me again how I am. Ask me again how I am.
How are you?
Ask me.
Où sont les toilettes?
Where's the bathroom? Excuse me, where's the bathroom?
Ask me again.
Where's the bathroom?
Say in English.
Un grand garçon.
A big boy.
Say.
Nous avons un grand garçon.
We have a big boy.
Now say.
Notre garçon est grand.
Our boy is big.
Say,
une petite fille.
A little girl.
Say,
nous avons aussi une petite fille.
We have a little girl too.
Say,
notre fille n'est pas grande.
Our girl isn't big.
Ask me.
Demandez-moi.
Ask me how many children I have.
How many children do you have?
Say that you have three children. Say that you have three children.
I have three children.
Are they big?
Répondez affirmativement.
Are they big?
Yes, they're big.
Ask where they are.
Where are they?
Say,
ils sont ici avec nous.
They're here with us. With us.
Ask me.
Où sont les toilettes?
Where's the bathroom?
Say that the bathroom is over there.
The bathroom is over there. It's over there.
Ask in English.
Vraiment?
Really? Really?
Say that your family is in France.
My family is in France.
Ma famille est aux États-Unis.
Listen and repeat.
My family is in the United States. 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 United. United States. The. The United States. In. In the United States. My family is in the United States.
Say that your family is in the United States.
My family is in the United States. My family's in the United States.
Say that your family is with you.
My family is with me. With me. My family's with me.
Now say,
Notre famille est avec nous.
Our family is with us. Our family's with us.
Combien de personnes?
Listen and repeat.
How many people? People. People.
Ask in English.
Combien de personnes?
How many people?
Il y a combien de personnes?
Listen and repeat.
How many people are there? Are there? Are there? How many people? How many people are there?
Ask.
Il y a combien de personnes?
How many people are there?
Dites. Dans votre famille.
In your family. In your family.
Ask again.
Il y a combien de personnes?
How many people are there?
Ask.
Il y a combien de personnes dans votre famille?
How many people are there in your family? How many people are there in your family?
Try to say,
Essayez de dire,
Try to say,
Il y a trois personnes.
There are three people. There are. There are. There are three people.
Dans ma famille.
In my family.
Say again.
Il y a trois personnes dans ma famille.
There are three people in my family.
Il y a combien de personnes dans votre famille?
How many people are there in your family?
Say that there are 6 people in your family.
There are 6 people in my family.
Dans ma voiture.
Listen and repeat.
In my car. Car. Car.
Say in English.
Voiture.
Car.
Tell me that you have a car.
Dites-moi.
Tell me. Tell me that you have a car.
I have a car.
Now ask me if.
Si.
If I have a car. Ask me if I have a car.
Do you have a car? Do you have a car?
In English, how do you say
si? En anglais, comment dites-vous?
In English, how do you say
si?
If. If.
Ask me if my car is here. Ask me if my car is here.
Is your car here? Is your car here?
Ask me if my family is in the United States.
Is your family in the United States?
Say,
les enfants sont ici avec nous.
The children are here with us.
Ask me how many people there are in my family. Ask me how many people there are in my family.
How many people are there in your family?
Say,
il y a 5 personnes dans notre famille.
There are 5 people in our family.
Say,
nous avons une voiture.
We have a car.
Tell me that you have an American car.
We have an American car. An American.
Remarquez que le mot
an
est utilisé de la même façon que
a,
mais il est utilisé avec des mots qui commencent par une voyelle, comme
American,
pour rendre la prononciation plus facile. Dites encore une fois, nous avons une voiture américaine.
We have an American car.
Say,
assez.
Enough.
Assez grande.
Big enough. Big enough.
Tell me,
notre voiture est assez grande.
Our car is big enough.
Say,
pour notre famille.
For our family. For our family.
In English, how do you say
si?
If. If.
Say in English,
si vous voulez.
If you want.
Ask me if I speak English.
Do you speak English?
Answer.
Pas vraiment.
Not really.
Say that you speak a little English.
I speak a little English.
Say that you can understand.
I can understand.
Say,
il y a trois personnes.
There are three people.
Dans notre famille.
In our family.
Answer the question affirmatively. Answer the question affirmatively.
Do you have a car? Do you have a car?
Yes, we have a car. Yes, we have a car. Yes, we do.
Nous voudrions de l'essence.
Listen and repeat.
We'd like some gas. 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 Some gas.
Say again.
Nous voudrions de l'essence.
We'd like some gas.
Say.
Donnez-moi de l'essence.
Give me some gas. Give me some gas, please.
Aux États-Unis, l'unité de mesure liquide est le gallon. Un gallon est l'équivalent de 3 litres et demi. Voici comment commander 10 gallons d'essence.
Listen and repeat.
10 gallons of gas, please. Gallons. Gallons. Of gas. Gallons of gas. 10 gallons of gas. 10 gallons, please.
Say,
5 gallons.
5 gallons. 5 gallons of gas, please.
Try to ask.
Essayez de demander.
Try to ask.
Combien de gallons?
How many gallons? How many gallons?
Say.
Nous voudrions 10 gallons.
We'd like 10 gallons. 10 gallons of gas, please.
Say.
Attendez.
Wait.
Try to say.
C'est beaucoup d'essence, ça.
That's a lot of gas. That's a lot of gas.
Say,
c'est trop ça.
That's too much.
Ça suffit.
That's enough.
Ask,
est-ce que ça suffit?
Is that enough?
Say,
15 gallons, c'est trop ça.
Fifteen gallons? That's too much.
Quand les Américains prennent de l'essence, en général, ils font le plein. Voici comment dire au pompiste. Faites le plein, s'il vous plaît. Écoutez et répétez, mot par mot.
Up. Up. It. Fill. Fill. Fill it. Fill it up. Fill it up, please.
Say again.
Faites le plein, s'il vous plaît.
Fill it up, please.
Say.
Attendez.
Wait.
Ask.
Est-ce que vous avez assez d'essence?
Do you have enough gas?
Répondez brièvement que non.
No, I don't. No, I don't have enough gas.
Say,
je vais acheter de l'essence.
I'm going to buy some gas.
Try to ask,
combien d'essence?
How much gas? How much gas do you want?
Dites au pompiste. Faites le plein, s'il vous plaît.
Fill it up, please.
L'unité de mesure pour la distance est le mille. Un mille est équivalent à un petit peu plus qu'un kilomètre et demi. Voici comment dire mille en anglais.
Listen and repeat.
Mile. Mile. Mile.
Ask,
combien de milles?
How many miles?
Answer,
50 milles.
50 miles.
Say,
alors, je vais acheter de l'essence.
Then I'm going to buy some gas.
Je n'ai pas une grande voiture.
I don't have a big car.
Faites le plein, s'il vous plaît.
Fill it up, please.
Say.
Attendez.
Wait.
Say.
C'est assez d'essence, ça.
That's enough gas.
Ça suffit pour 50 000.
That's enough for 50 miles.
Vous voulez dire, je vais à...
Long Island. Listen and repeat.
Long Island. Lend. Lend. Island. Island. Long. Long Island. Long Island.
Long Island
est une région de New York où il y a beaucoup de plages. Je vais à
Long Island. Listen and repeat again.
I'm going to Long Island. To Long Island. To. I'm going to Long Island.
Say again.
Je vais à
Long Island.
I'm going to Long Island.
Try to ask,
c'est à combien de milles,
Long Island?
Dites littéralement, combien de milles est-ce à
Long Island?
How many miles is it to Long Island? To Long Island. How many miles is it? How many miles is it to Long Island?
Answer:
60,000.
60 miles. It's 60 miles. It's 60 miles to Long Island.
Ask how many miles it is. Ask how many miles it is.
How many miles is it? How many miles is it to Long Island?
Answer:
C'est à 65,000.
It's 65 miles. It's 65 miles.
Vraiment?
Really?
Say,
faites le plein, s'il vous plaît.
Fill it up, please.
Say,
j'ai une grande voiture.
I have a big car.
Et j'ai beaucoup d'essence dans la voiture.
And I have a lot of gas in the car.
Say,
et je vais à Long Island.
And I'm going to Long Island.
Ceci est la fin de la leçon 22.